Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parshas Chukas, that is Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yud Ches. Now, we had just started describing what is to be done when someone or something becomes tummy because of touching a mace, being in a tent that had a mace in it. So we said that some ashes of the Paradum were taken in a vessel, and spring water was placed on them. And now the Pasuk tells us, V'lokach Ezoiv v'tavol b'mayim ish tahar, and a pure man shall take the hyssop and dunk it in the water, v'hiza ala oil v'alkal kelim, and sprinkle it on the tent and on all the vessels, v'alanafashas asher hayusha, and all the people that were there, the cover, and on someone that touched a bone, or someone slain by the sword, or a corpse, or a grave. And the tahar one shall sprinkle it on the tame, on the third day and on the seventh day, and he shall be cleansed on the seventh day, and he shall wash his clothing, and wash his flesh, and be tahar in the evening. And someone who became tame and did not cleanse himself, and that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he was metame the mikdash of Hashem, may nida loizarakalav tamehu. The may nida was not sprinkled on him, he is tame. And it shall be for them an eternal decree, umhazeh meh hanida yichabes begadav. And one that sprinkles the may nida water, he shall wash his clothing, vanegev meh hanida. And someone that touches the may nida yitmad arev, he shall be tame until the evening. Vacholash or yigabaya tame yitma, and anything the tame person touches shall become tame, vanevesh hanegas titmad arev, and someone that touches him shall become tame until the evening. And let's see Rashi over here. This tame which touched the mace, anything that he touches, yitma shall become tame. And anyone that touches the tame mace, titma da arev, he shall be tame until the evening. From here we learn that the dead person himself, avia vaisatoma, he's considered avia vaisatoma, father of all fathers of toma. That's the most extreme level of toma. Someone that touches him, avatoma, is considered avatoma. That's the next level down. Umetame adam, and that person could be metame someone else. And now Rashi tells us, everything we've explained up until now is a simple understanding according to its mashmais and its halachas. Now Rashi says, I've taken a medrash agada from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, and this is the way to darshan these psukim in the more agadic fashion. And now we're going to learn that the para aduma is the kapara for doing the egel azav. It says, you shall take for yourself. They shall take it from their own funds. Just like they remove their own rings, their own gold for the egel, so too this paraduma, it's a kapara, they shall bring it from their own funds. Paraduma, why specifically a cow? Mashal ben shifcha shetinif platin shamelech, this is a mashal to the son of a maidservant that dirtied the king's palace. Amru, they said, tavai imayut kaneach atzaya, his mother should come and clean up all this dirt. Kach tavai paru schapar al egel, so too the para should come, a para is a mother cow and should be machaper for the egel, which is a calf. Aduma, why is it red specifically? Al shem im yadimu katayla shachet kari adoim, because chet is called red. Tamima, why does it have to be unblemished? Because Yisrael, they're tamimim, they were unblemished, and then they became balimumim. This should come and bring them back to their original state of being tamimim. It's not to have a yoke put on it, because they had thrown off the yoke of heaven. This is not allowed to have any yoke on it. Why is it be given to Elazar the Kain? Why is it not given just to a regular person? Just like they gathered to Aaron, he was a Kain, lasses a eagle to do the eagle, and ulafisha Aaron asus the eagle. Since Aaron himself did the eagle, loy nasus avodah zol yadoi. This avodah was not done through the kohen gadol. Shein kategor nasus anegor. The accuser cannot be the defender, and since he was involved in the eagle, he cannot be used as the defender. The kohen gadol doesn't do it. The deputy kohen gadol does it. Besarfas apara, and he shall burn the para. Why is it burned? Kashim shenisa for eagle the same way that the eagle was burned. Eitz eres ve'ez avishnisa ilhas shlesha minim halalu. These three things kineged shleshas alfei ish shenaflu be'eagle correspond to the 3,000 men that were killed at the Egel. The Erez hu agvay mikol ilanus. Erez, cedar, is the tallest of all trees. The Ezoiv namach mikulan, and Ezoiv, hisop, is the lowest of all them. Simon, what is this a sign for? Shagavayashin is gavachata, someone who's tall, they're haughty, and they sinned. Yashbal atzmei ke Ezoiv etoilas, he should lower himself like Ezoiv and toilas, vizchaper light, and then he's going to be forgiven. Limishmeres, why is it that this is limishmeres? It's for a safeguard. Kemoshe pesha egel, shomer l'ders l'peranus. Just like the sin of the Egel Azov, it is safeguarded for all generations for punishment. There isn't a single punishment which is visited upon Klal Yisrael that doesn't have a little bit of a punishment of the Egel. Shenemar, it says, and just like the Egel Azov, it was metami anyone that was involved in it. Kach par metami kol eskimba. So too the paraduma is metami anyone that's involved in it. And just like Klal Yisrael was cleansed with the ashes of the Egel, Shenemar, it says, kach so too, the way that someone is cleansed with the paraduma, Aduma is through the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And back to Chumash Perek Chaf Pasuk Alf, a brand new topic. Vayevor Bnei Yisrael kol Eda Midbar Tzin b'Chodesh Rishon, and all the Bnei Yisrael, all the assembly came to Midbar Tzin on the first month. Vayeshva Am b'Kadesh, and the nation dwelled in Kadesh. Vatamas Sham Miriam v'Tikaver Sham, and Miriam died over there, and she was buried. Rashi Pasuk Aleph tells us, Kol Ha'edo, all of the assembly. What's this emphasis of all the assembly? Edo HaShlema, it was a complete assembly. Shekvar Mesu Mesi Midbar, because all the people that were supposed to die in the Midbar already died, Ve'elu Parshu L'chaim, and these were the ones that were left alive. So we're talking right now after the 40 years of sojourning. Batamas Sham Miriam, Miriam died. Lama Nisbcha Mises Miriam L'Parshas Paraduma. Why is it that we have to mention the death of Miriam right next to the Parsha of Paraduma? Lama Nisbcha to teach you, Ma Karbanis Mechaprin. Just like a carbon brings about a kapara, an atonement for a person, Af Mises Tzadikim Mechaper, so too the death of Tzadikim brings about atonement. Vatamas Sham Miriam, she died over there. Rashi tells us, Af Hibin Ashika Mesa, she even died with this unique Misa called Misas Nishika. Why doesn't it say Al Pi Hashem? Whenever it says Al Pi Hashem, through the mouth of Hashem, that tells us that the person died through Nishika. Because it's not a respectful way to speak towards Hashem. But by Aaron it does say Al Pi Hashem, Be'ela Mase. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, V'loi Hayamayim La'eda, there wasn't any water for the assembly, Vayikalu Al Maishav Al Aaron, and they gathered onto Moshe and Aaron. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Beis. Why wasn't there water? Rashi tells us, we learn from here that the entirety of the 40 years that they were in the Midbar, the reason why they had the Be'er, the well, it was B'schus Miriam. Now that Miriam died, there was no more well, no more water. They needed water. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, what did they say? They fought with Moshe, and they said, saying, halavai we should have died with their brothers in front of Hashem. V'lama havesim es kahal Hashem al Midbar hazeh. Why do you bring the congregation of Hashem to this desert, Lamos Sham, just to die there, Anachnu Bireinu, us and our flocks, V'lama Elisunim Mitzrayim, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim, Lahavi Yisenu L'makayim Arazeh, to bring us to this bad place, L'makayim Zera, it's not a place of seed, U'te'en of a gefen of remine, of fig, grapes, and pomegranates, U'mayim Ayin Lishtais, and there's no water to drink. Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel explains, V'lu Gavanu, Halavai She Gavanu, Halavai we would have died, B'gva Achenu, B'misas Achenu Badever, along with our brothers that died in the plague. Limit Shemisas Tzama Meguna Mimena. This teaches us that dying because of thirst is far worse than dying in a plague. So back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Vayave Moshe v'Aaron mipnei ha'kahal al pesach ha'elmaid, and Moshe and Aaron in front of the congregation went to the entrance of the ha'elmaid, vayipl al panim, they fell on their faces, vayerik v'ed Hashem aleim, and the glory of Hashem appeared to them. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with learning how exactly Klal Yisrael got their water. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.